Saludos nuestra gente linda, and welcome to our 11th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas, first episode of 2016. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. Como siempre, we are here to create dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latinos, y más. You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Medias.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, I stunt yellow, want it, I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, I twirl on the middle, albino alligators, a Camino with a Cielo, sipping Cuervo and no Chisholm. I go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard,
I go hard,
get what's mine,
hey, what's mine,
I'm a star,
I'm a star,
cause I slay, I slay.
When you cause all this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory. Well, you heard it. That was Queen Beyoncé.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we want to thank you guys in for tuning for our 11th episode here, Latina Theory. Those who are reoccurring listeners, who are subscribed to our SoundCloud, Thanks for tuning in again, promoting us, showing so much love, girl. We've been getting so much love.
Yeah, and I think on that note, just love to folks who've been supporting us, and also just so much love for everybody that showed up to our first fundraiser ever on January 6th.
Yes.
We had over 100 people come through.
I know, it was, we shut Nico's casita down.
No, we did. That was, it was packed.
We shut it down so much, I don't even think they expected
no, they did
to
not.
Shut down those doors like that. But thanks. It just was so cool. We had Lupe Castillo.
Yes.
From Palabrista, shared so much love with poetry.
She opened up the space.
Yes. We had, Maya Santa Maria come and show us love on being just entrepreneurs and showcasing the movement of where it's been, where it started here in the Twin Cities and where it is now. Alondra Cano came through,
yep.
You know, did her Si Se Puede-ness.
She totally did. And then we also had Maya Morales, who was one of my students.
She tore up. I love that little girl.
She was incredible.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Her piece on just, you know, her story and coming from Tennessee. We just want to thank you guys. If you missed out on January 6th, we're going to be having some more Latina Theory events coming up.
Yes.
But thank you for showing support. Our auction, our silent auction that showcased Electric Machete Studios artwork. We had great creams and bath salts from Renee Andlar.
We had live art by Rebecca Crisanta that was Papel Picado, which is also incredible.
Which will be showcased at Electric Machete Studio coming up for a Mujeres exhibit. So make sure you check them out on 777 Smith Avenue. You can check out all the cool artwork that was done at our party. But we raised, girl, for our first fundraiser, we met our goal.
We did.
And it just was a surprise to see so many people come through. New faces, amigos, and people from the Twin Cities, people from Mexico, people from suburbs. I mean, I heard people drove 45 minutes
to come to,
to come to our party on a Wednesday happy hour session.
And I think on that note too, is like so many beautiful shades and so many people doing all kinds of work. Students, folks in politics, artists, like
yes.
You name it. It was incredible.
It was just a good blend of what our podcast represents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you. That's the people who listen in. And thank you for showing so much love to me, Mariana.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory. We'll be right back.
You know, it's been a month since we've been we pushed our last episode, and
we've had reasons, and that's what we're going to be sharing with y'all.
So much, man. As soon as we did that, we were at that party. We literally had 24 hours to get our lives together.
Yeah.
To venture out on what we both do individually. So Ariana was heading to Mexico. She dipped out on January 8th, and I dipped out to Hollywood. So we went both worlds juggling Latinidad. And Ariana, share with me, you know, how did that go?
So I left on January 8th to go to Mexico, and I went on a delegation with this organization called Witness for Peace. And basically what we did is went to Mexico to learn about police militarization and the criminalization of social movements. And it was a 10-day program. And every single day, we had the honor of meeting organizers, lawyers, human rights activists who are on the ground, both about what's happening in Mexico right now and what they're doing against it. So I'm just going to quickly highlight some key things that I learned. As a Chicana who's honestly been disconnected in a lot of ways about what's happening in Mexico, it was very enraging.
Mm-hmm.
To learn about the injustice and learn about how the United States is directly connected.
Mm.
But also very moving to know that, like, our people have existed in resistance always.
Mm-hmm.
And that we don't learn that history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were learning. We were learning the history of resistance
through
people. So, yeah. So,
right on, Mujer. I'm, like, just from the small conversations we've been having, it's like, whoa, go in, because you are the medium now to be able to have those stories that we don't know about be told to our gente out here.
Claro que sí. And I'm hoping that in the coming, like, this year, we'll be able to talk more about one of the organizers that I met there that I'm going to be highlighting as a Guerrera of the Week for me, Trinidad. And so, you know, make sure to stay tuned to hear more about that event coming up in September, actually. Mm-hmm. But I just want to highlight, like, three things that I think are very important for people to know.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, Mexico declared a war on drugs, and the United States began to fully fund it because they also wanted to contain and control, like, all these cartels breaking loose and wanting to, you know, who were escalating violence, and it was bleeding into the United States across borders. And I'm using that very ridiculous language because what I found while I was there was that this declaration of war was just made so that the United States could make major profits in its arms company. So they are getting millions and billions of dollars that the Mexican government is buying, that's funded by the U.S., and those guns and those weapons are being used against their own people. And that brings me to the next point, which is, I think I can confidently say that the elite in Mexico, so like the very wealthy politicians, have declared a full-out war against their own people that's being enacted by the police and by the paramilitary. And to just put some perspective, you know, since 2006, in 2006, Mexico had, like, what, 30,000 police folks?
Mm.
You know, as of now, they have more than 400,000. And these are people are armed with helicopters, state-of-the-art guns, and they're walking around in the streets in Mexico. You can barely go anywhere right now where you will not see, like, military guards and people in full-out gear.
That's so...
in the streets.
It's so balanced out, like, for just being in Puerto Rico, that's how we feel. It's, like, such a small island, but there's police on every corner. And not just one, but, like, two.
Mm-hmm.
To National Guard.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, all these issues are happening. Well, there's the issue.
And who's funding it? Right?
We, the United States, are.
And what do we gain from that? And so I think that was just very clear. And the violence in Mexico is comparable to what's happening in Syria. And we don't know about it.
Mm.
And I would say that is very intentional, because once we start asking more complicated questions, it's not just the cartels.
Mm-mm.
And in fact, I'm reading Narcoland right now by Anabel Hernandez and realizing that the United States was working with the cartels to fund their work that they were doing to suppress leftist groups that were happening all over Latin America
in
the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to highlight that. I will be speaking more about this throughout, like, our future episodes.
Right on, yeah.
As well. Two more things is that state repression in Mexico is outrageous, as I've already highlighted. you know, it's done by the police, it's done by paramilitaries, there's systemic disappearances. So los 43, los 43 estudiantes are just a tiny example of something that's happening, like as a functioning as a system to terrorize anyone who raises their voice against what the government is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the people that are key targets are any lead organizers. So they're trying to decrease the number so that internationally they can say they're becoming less violent.
Got you.
But what they're doing is that they're going after the leaders of these movements. And so there's so much strategy going on with organizers on the ground right now on how to make it sure that it doesn't look like it's one key person. And the third thing is that part of this war on drugs that's benefiting the U.S. as well is that, you know, Mexico at one point had the most revolutionary, one of the most revolutionary constitutions in the world. They had ejidos, which is communal land, which is almost half of Mexico. And as we speak, it's being completely dismantled. And the war on drugs was, you know, was used as a way to justify it because they're like, you know what, you should change your entire legal system to match ours, the U.S. said. So now that has happened. And what does that mean for corporations? It's easier for them to go
they
in
get
there.
To go in there and slide through.
Exactly.
They're in there doing the cha-cha slide.
Yeah.
Right down through real talk.
No. And so just being aware that the oil of Mexico, which used to belong to La Gente, I mean, that's also complicated, but at least it was de Mexico has been privatized. That is huge. That
right.
People died
yeah.
for that. And now it has been dismantled. Communal land has been, people, indigenous folks especially, have been forced to put their lands on the private market without any choice and are being displaced. And there's massive education reforms going out. So the standardized testing,
mm-hmm.
the erasing of resistance history is also part of what's happening. And so
mm-hmm.
that's just a little bit of what I learned, and I'm excited to continue talking about it.
Yeah, we will continue talking about these. This is the agenda of what Latina Theory is based on, informing our gente. It's not just, you know, getting what's in tune with the entertainment world, but making sure, because they intertwine.
Yes, yes,
and
I do.
Going in from that, like recapping, going into what I learned in Hollywood.
A ver, dime.
It's insane, mujer, because it's the same. It's a domino effect.
Yeah.
Our numbers are higher. We are in demand of our music,
mm-hmm.
of our stories, but who's writing them?
Exactly.
And who is licensing those that music? There, when you go to those companies, I know offhand because I'm there. And you have 8 to 12 men and them, or the only minority who is staffed in these licensing companies are a white woman. They're the minority.
Wow.
And you look in there and they're asking you, we've got Rio coming up. We have the Olympics in Brazil. We have, you know, all of these viewers. We need your music. What do you think? And it's like, time out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here doing this for a decade now. When are we not just being independently contracted?
Mm-hmm.
When are we being staffed? Or when are you allowing our companies to have these opportunities to be engaged in?
And to tell our own stories.
And to tell our own stories and to be compensated the same way. And going to Hollywood as a Latina and seeing that, yes, Cali is Mexico and the Latinidad, the pride of the gente who know our stories. And we think 40 years ago, 50 years ago, these were the challenges, but they still are.
Yeah.
Look at the white Oscars with Jada Pinkett Smith speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't her man and so many other, you know, people of color highlighted for our work? Not just 1 year every 5 years, but each year. And I linked up with Johnny Ortiz, who just recently came back from the Sundance Fest.
Yeah.
He's 20 years old. He is Guatemalteco Chicano. That's how he titles himself. Raised in East Los. And his whole thing was, you know, Maria, here we are being invited to be kind of like that face.
That tokenizing.
Yeah.
Like,
and we know it, but it's for us to stand up and recognize that we're representing the movements that are happening and the stories that we are surviving, just like what you just discussed down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a part of that migration from Guatemala to Mexico,
claro que sí.
To now being where he's at. And you deal with the dilemma of the stereotypes, and you deal with, here you go as an accomplished actor, nominated for prestigious awards such as SAG and AFTER Awards and Sundance, and they're asking you while you're in line, what are you doing here? or your name's not on the list without even checking. And he's like, are you, I mean, they flew me. I'm here. There's no need for me to even explain. And contacting security and police officers to get involved. This is insane, but it's true. And we have to keep standing up. We have to recognizing that we cannot bend over anymore. We're not here to put our lips on the nalgas of the white supremacy.
Right.
And
say that again.
Regardless of it, we're not, you know, and people threatened to cállate la boca, you're not going to get these opportunities. And it's like, no, we have to walk into those offices and demand that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it, recapping on ratings just in the last few months, you've got Jennifer Lopez, who you could do the started from the bottom, now we're here type of vibe, to being, we're not just going to be on a show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be executive producers of our show. We're going to talk about the truth of police killing innocent people.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the crookedness within the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have our people being showcased. We're going to have diversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be just one Latina and white cops.
Exactly.
It's going to be all of us. And you have America and Eva Longoria, who on a Monday have the highest ratings, and J-Lo has the highest ratings on Thursdays on NBC for their shows.
I did not know that. That's so important.
Yes, we've got two Latinas on a Monday, and we've got one Latina, and this is written by our people, this is starring our people, and this is also a reflection of why we can continue to speak up.
And we need to.
And we need to, and we will. It's about bringing more of my hint into these auditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us not just having to be in a room full of white people who are trying to get these roles that are reflecting to the viewers that aren't white people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, with that note, we're going to go into our track, our next song for the episode. And this is my homeboy from Los Angeles, Chicano. Straight banner, much love to you, brother. Omeka with Browning America.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Henriquez.
In. Listening to the sound, body on, painting in, plus I'm leaning in to the left, melanin, generating another level of thought development, altering anomalies, sentiments with intellect, see I found beauty in the strain, though our unity in unison with our people's history and legacy, a most sensitive sentiment to a falling star, everybody say rest in peace, Salazar, I break bread with veterans of the urban board, past, present tense, still rocking Pendletons, I only move when the people say it's movement, so assume that a rebel is your future president. Nada y sigue la corriente. Vamos al frente y sigue la corriente. Qué bonito es.
con permiso. Browning of America.
And here we're up to our flashback in Latino history.
Claro que sí, and I want to bring us back to, not too far, it's 2006, on this theme of the drug, quote-unquote, drug war happening in Mexico, which is the same amount of bullshit as the drug war declared in the United States. In 2006, not only was a drug war, formally stated, but something called the Merida Initiative, really encourage folks to look that up on their own and research it, was also passed by Congress in the United States. And its plan was to do a new security cooperation initiative between Mexico and the U.S. to combat drug trafficking and organized crime. Mm. What this has done is made millions, I would say almost billions of dollars being, U.S. dollars being funneled into Mexico. And instead of this new security, which ever since it has passed, violence in Mexico has only escalated to rates that are unbelievable. Is the funding of this war against its own people. So the police riot gear, the tanks, the helicopters being used against people organizing to protect their water, to protect their land, that's what's funding it. So I just really want to highlight that, when we get told why people are migrating and what's happening in our countries back home as a first-generation immigrant, what's happening in Puerto Rico, what's happening all over Latin America, we need to know our history and research it. And I know it's hard, and I know we're told we shouldn't, but we have to, because that way we can make this movement. We can spread the word. We can get more people involved. So again, I just want to highlight the Merida Initiative had massive implications for folks like immigrating, for violence that our gente is enduring. And really, really want to encourage folks to look that up. And on that note, I just want to highlight two other books that people can, check into so that people don't think I'm trying to be a conspiracy, theorist right here.
Well, it's this is a reflection of what's been happening.
Exactly.
This isn't just started.
Oh, and that shit that's happening in Mexico it's already happening here.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
It is just unrolling. The plan's just going at a different timeline here. And if we stay asleep for too long, it's going to catch up to us in a way that but it's not going to happen. We're going to say F white supremacy, so it won't happen.
It's more of being prepared to what's happening, too. These are initiative motives to recollect on what's happened throughout our history that we don't know about, where we can find those resources, like what you're going to tell us, the books that you've been reading, and also being prepared to what we have to face, because there has been a war and it's been underground, and we have to prepare ourselves and our village and our
community. Because it's only going to escalate.
Right.
I think that's a really good point. And that's what happened in Mexico. And I would argue that that's what's going to happen here.
So tell us about a little bit more about the resources where you've been learning.
Yeah. So right now, and I want to encourage folks to read when they have time, or just read excerpts or interviews by these, is Two Mujeres. The first is Anabel Hernandez, who's a brilliant Mexican journalist.
Okay.
You can read a whole, she's been covering the Narco specifically and how they're directly connected to the United States government and to the Mexican government.
Right.
And she now lives in the U.S. because she has to have two full-time security guards with her at all times. But she wrote Narcoland. And as again, she's highlighting these connections, the CIA, folks should really read up on it. And then the next one that I haven't read yet, but will be, is called Drug War Capitalism. And it's by Dawn Paley, who's actually a Canadian woman who lives in Mexico and has been there for a long time. We got to meet her. But she's working in collaboration with, Mexicanas, Mexicanos on the ground. And honestly told us straight up that she uses her little white Canadian identity to push, to ask more intense questions, and to use that platform to tell people what's happening.
Wow.
So, Drug War Capitalism is another resource.
I've got to pick that one up. We're going to go into our flashback song of the episode, which is Joe Cuba with El Barrio's Do You Feel Me?
Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel it. I feel my beloved barrio, my ghetto. This is a story of where I was born. No man's land between 115th Street and 125th. Everyone today is talking about El Barrio or their ghettos, about the hard times they had. We had hard times, but we had good times too. I can remember the summer. Summertime was beautiful. days were long. We didn't need any ocean breeze. To the left, we had the Hudson River. To the right, the East River. We wanted to refresh ourselves. Who needed the ocean? We had the pump. You remember the Johnny pump? All we needed was a good screwdriver and a can. And we were refreshed. At night, the breeze was beautiful. Tar Beach, that was our meeting place. And we had fun galore. When I went home, my mother was beautiful. Our food was really together. Rice and beans, that's our soul food, with a little cuchifritos on the side. And for a little dessert, we had Mavi, the grooviest tasting drink you want to try. Everything was beautiful to me. My querido, my beautiful body, my ghetto.
Yes, I feel it, but I feel it in another way.
Do you feel it?
I feel the pressure that keeps us down.
Do you feel it?
Yes, I feel it, baby, but I feel it in another way.
Do you feel it?
El Barrio is a place that's uptown. I used to love it there, the place where I was born.
Do you feel it?
But somewhere there's a better place. When I find it, I'll be gone, 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 gone.
Do you feel it?
I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
Do you feel it?
Gonna search for another home.
Do you feel it?
Said I feel it.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory.
And now we are into our Guerreras of the Semana. As always, one of my favorite segments where we get to highlight brilliant mujeres leading the way.
Eso.
So Maria, tell me about your guerrera for this week. I know it's someone that you met on your trip.
Well, I met her a few months ago. She showed to the Strike One premiere, but I got to really get to know her through the Mantra for Good People sessions. And her name is Dinora Klinger. She is a Mexicana badass mariachi singer. Real cool guerrera that I appreciate, like her words and her support while we're working on this collaboration with so many other phenomenal Latino artists and world musicians. And she's just guerrera, just puro guerrera. Come on, has a smile on her face every time. And just her voice is very, you know, straight. When you hear her voice, you're like, automatically is like, okay, mariachi, tequila,
right?
And guerreras. So, yeah. So she's nominated for a SAMMY Award for World Music category in Sacramento, California, where she's based out of. And she's just a really cool mujer, very supportive of not only what we're doing here at Latina Theory,
awesome.
But just Latinas and empowerment in general. So getting to know her and kicking it with her over a few mariachi songs, and I got to freestyle over her playing guitar. And she sent birthday love to Ariana via Instagram.
I felt very loved
for
yes.
her birthday, which we're highlighting too. So I wanted to give her a shout out as my get it out of the week. You can check out more of her music on her YouTube page and check out her group Mariachi Divas.
Oh,
a Mexicana that I met on my trip.
Right, huh?
And her name is Trinidad Ramirez. And, you know, feel free to, you know, look her up. You're going to see all the work she's been doing. She is a fierce, inspiring guerrera. She's part of an organization called Frente de los Pueblos en Defensa de la Tierra,
mm-hmm.
That's based off of San Salvador Atenco, Mexico, which is basically like a region within Mexico City. And they have been fighting to keep their land for years now. And wow. I mean, they've been getting repression. They've gotten imprisoned, but they've been organizing. They've stayed on the ground. And right now, the Mexican government wants to build an airport. In their land, and they refuse to sell it. And they've just been organizing all over the country. They've been connecting with the Zapatista movement.
Mm-hmm.
Just a badass guerrera. You know, she told us, you know, people tell me we feel bad for you. And I say, you shouldn't feel bad for us mm-hmm. because we're the ones leading this fight and you should be joining us.
Mm-hmm.
So sending so much love to Trinidad, to all the mujeres, to all the gente organizing in Mexico. And just want to highlight her as my guerrera of the semana.
Guerrera de las Semanas. There you go. You hear it up. We also want to cover some Latino news.
Yes.
And, you know, politics. We cover a lot about the politics. We're not endorsing anybody yet or at all. We want to get everybody's opinion. We want to hear from, you know, what you feel about the candidates. Obviously, we are on #dump. #fuck Trump.
Yes, we are.
Over here. And, you know, Ted Cruz, he won the Republican. He got the Republican vote out of the Iowa.
Yeah, the Iowa caucus.
Mm-hmm. And just the aftermath. And then Bernie and Hillary are at 50-50 split,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty close. So for all the elephants and jackasses tuning in. We want to hear from you. We want to get to know who you feel it will represent the Latino vote at best. We want to encourage people. I know I'm one of them. Yes, we voted in past elections. Does our voice really count? What's the point to vote?
Yeah,
it's a right. And as a mujer who's Latina, I take it as two double initiatives to take my right as a citizen of the United States to vote what's best for mi gente. My people on my island in Puerto Rico are not allowed to vote. So it is important for me to have that and take that opportunity to speak for them. And as a mujer, we also have to recognize that we were one so that we couldn't vote. And as mujeres and as a people of color, we weren't allowed to vote. So just, I understand the frustrations. I'm not telling you guys you shouldn't feel that way, but take the initiative to know that we have to be the one that's representing. We have to take that. And when we're in that box, it's up to us to check which box we want to represent for what we're saying. It ain't gonna happen without us recognizing that. That's what this politics game is about.
And I think too, on that note, is just being real that, you know, if we want to push forward a movement that's beyond these candidates, that's part of why we show up too, right?
Correct.
And just, you know, and for folks who can't vote, you know, my undocumented folks that I love and that are also part of this country,
mm-hmm.
Just like folks in Puerto Rico and the island are not allowed to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do we make sure that we're mobilizing and knowing that, you know, that they're being represented, that they're organizing to be represented themselves? And like, just keeping all those truths in mind, like voting, if you can, is hella important. For the reasons that I think Maria just outlined.
Mm-hmm.
And also knowing that if we need a movement that's, you know, a movement to stay alive, that's never happened if there's these really conservative agendas being pushed. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real about that. So
100. And you, like we said, we want to hear from you. Hit us up at latinatheory@gmail.com. We may agree with you. We may disagree with you. But the point is that there's communication being built. And in order for us to communicate, we got to sit down and we got to build. We got to learn how to bridge. With that, we're going to go into Circa 95, Circa 95. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to El Barrio. This is where I got to collaborate and meet up with some beautiful raperos and raperas representing for our gente. This is Believe in Me by Circa 95.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory.
I'll make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me.
I'll make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me.
Cuando la cosa está mala o la cosa esté buena, tienes que mirar bien, la vida te enseña lo que necesitas. Te gusta vivir la vida rápida, rápida, tomando tragos, celebrando tu libertad. Ojalá que todo lo que diga en esta canción sea verdad. Una casa pa' mi mami, llegar lejos y gracias a Dios por mi papi. Vivir en paz, mi salud, amistades. No hay más de lo que quiero, aquí en la tierra o allá en el cielo. La vida es fuerte si no tienes dinero, mijo, aguanta. Quédate con este consejo. Mucha gente mala, pero quédate de lejos. Te usan, te usan, dejan de pendejo. Mi música es veneno pa' la gente. Gente que no crean, so creen mí, creen tú, que el poder está en la mano de la juventud.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me, yeah.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
When no one cares about you, when everybody doubts you.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me. When no one stays around, I'ma hold you down.
Believe in me. Yo, believe yo. In me.
I guess it's just the facts of life. When everything is whacking right, you never get no sleep at night. In anything you say you fight, every day another struggle, trying to make the ends meet while staying out of troubles. Like trying to get a rose to grow up out the rubble, cracking through the concrete. A baby born in Babylon, the belly of the beast, bitch, speaking for the speechless. Peep script, we don't want no weak shit. Keep it, now we know your secrets. They told us that we should've, that we could've, that we can't, but I'm thinking like we should, that we could and we can. I could never understand how they never take a stand. Take your head up out the sand, the future's in your hand. And there ain't no better time or reason for a rhyme. So read between the lines and let your spirit shine. The frontin' and the fakery, the drama that be chasing me. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery and be free.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
When no one cares about you, when everybody doubts you.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me. When no one stays around, I'ma hold you down.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
Cause there's nothing left to do now, I'm all on my own. I'm young but I'm grown, fairy tales are clever. They'll do whatever to get me but never will I fall. I'm trying to stay focused on my cause. Santa Claus will come around these parts. Con Edison don't care if I'm sitting in the dark. They sleeping in the park, around the restaurants. With some of my voodoo, yeah I could change it all. My destiny is written on a graffiti.
So watch me paint a picture with my words. Witness the absurd, something like you never seen or heard. Nothing left to lose, so I flip him up the bird. Double fisting, but the vision isn't blurred. How you wanna have it served? The impossible is possible on any given day. Basically, you better get with it or get about the way. Everybody's a critic, but ain't got shit to say. Believe in me, times is tough, but we gon' be okay.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
When no one cares about you, when everybody doubts you.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me. When no one stays around, I'ma hold you down.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me. I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, believe in me.
I make you a believer, believer, believer.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
When no one cares about you, when everybody doubts you.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me. When no one stays around, I'ma hold you down.
Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me.
Aquí, well, here we go with more politics y la opinión de la gente. I mean, it's 2016, y'all. You're going to get it from us every episode. So just an update. And I know a lot of you guys say you don't really get these updates unless you do tune into our episodes.
Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot.
So we want to include that and get you up to date. So give us our política.
Opinión de la gente.
Opinión de la gente, mujer.
Claro que sí. So I want to highlight an article that was actually written in Latina Lifestyle, and it's by Raquel Rachard.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it's titled Five Things to Know About Carmelita Torres and the Bath Riots.
Mm.
And so what I'm going to do is basically just read a little bit of the article and encourage folks to look it up themselves and learn more about the Bath Riots and learn more about this inhumane practice that the government did.
Mm-hmm.
From 1917 until the 1950s of asking all Mexicans that were crossing the border to strip naked and then be bathed in toxic, sometimes deadly gas, toxic, sometimes deadly gasoline mixture. And Carmelita Torres was a mujer who was 17 years old. She was a maid from Juarez. And she refused the procedure one day, inspiring thousands to join her in an important protest that's now known as the Bath Riots. And so again, look up this amazing guerrera, Carmelita Torres, and look up this practice of Mexicanos being sprayed at the border. And I'm just going to read a little bit more in the article. So in the early 20th century, following the 1916 typhus outbreak, in Los Angeles, the U.S. Public Health Service performed noxious health examinations on all Mexicanos entering the country at the border.
Mm.
Migrants and travelers from Mexico were stripped nude, undergoing dangerous lice treatments and baths, while their clothes were sprayed with Zyklon B, a cyanide-based pesticide later used by Nazi Germans as a fumigation agent in concentration camps.
Gross.
And thus, because of that, the rooms that Mexicans were put into were called gas chambers. Women experienced an additional layer of violence and shame as their naked bodies were photographed and shared in cantinas. The belief that Mexicans spread diseases stuck and is often upheld today, which I think we can see in the current political climate, by racists and xenophobes who refer to the group as dirty, allowing for the procedure to continue well after the typhus epidemic, again, until about the 1950s.
Mm.
So that's my opinión de la gente, being like, we need to learn this history and know what has been happening, what continues to happen.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hayes.
Con media sonrisa ella se agitaba aquel cruzamos miradas y como si nada empezaste a cantar tus ojos sobre mi boca mis ojos en otra cosa tus manos sobre esa guitarra me llevaron a imaginar todo lo que una dama no debe contar
la música fluye tus ojos me huyen te quiero amar. Caminas al filo de mi precipicio fingiendo saltar. Mis ganas son una roca, las cosas que no se tocan. Seducen al gato a explorar los tejados de tu suspirar. Me deslizo tus problemas y cuenta te das. Hey.
Ay, ay, mejor doy un paso atrás.
Si te quitan los tacones corre mucho más.
Que tan fácilmente se deje enredar.
Mi nombre se acuesta en tus labios, te arranca un suspiro de sal. No deberías haberme tentado, te gusta jugar.
No confundas la dulzura con la temperatura.
Pero que yo nunca te imaginé mi estrellita y así en este plan.
Pero yo a ti te conozco y sé por dónde vas.
Si no quieres flamenquito, no toques la palma.
Ay, ay, mejor doy un paso atrás.
A lo mejor es muy tarde para echarte atrás.
Ay, ay, aunque me interesa, no soy una de esas que tan fácilmente se deja enredar.
Tampoco soy tan facilito. Tan facilito. Tampoco soy tan facilito, tampoco soy tan facilito.
Un pasito de lado, un pasito para atrás.
Quita los tacones, corre mucho más, mucho más.
Un pasito de lado, un pasito para atrás.
atrás.
Si te pintas tú los labios, corre mucho más.
Ay, ay, aunque me interesa, no soy una de esas que tan fácilmente se deja enredar.
¿Dónde he oído yo esto antes?
Tú te acercas y yo doy un paso atrás.
Yo doy un pasito adelante, los miedos corren mucho más. Si te quitas los zapatos, corre mucho más.
Te doy cuerda y aunque me interesa, no soy una de esas.
Cuerda, dale al muñequito, amiga, mi papá.
Que tan fácilmente se deja enredar.
Well, our FTP de la semana, our F that ooh, bah, 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 goes to a disgusting guy named Joe Bovino.
Disgusting is putting it lightly.
Like, I mean, he's scum of the earth. Let's put him down below the earth.
All right, so
if there's any brujas out there that tune in, this might be your segment.
No, for real. We're calling on your powers right now.
Prende la vela, do whatever you got to do on this one. But all in good faith, we stand here in Latina Theory. But when it comes to this guy, he truly is the scum. Joe Bovino has a book. He has two pieces, I believe.
It's unbelievable. He has three, but two of them are focused on Latinas.
Yes. Its slogan in theflama.com is a demeaning book about Latinas. And it's on sale, literally. And people are actually buying this. And it's called Chica Spotting, a field guide to Latinas in the United States. That's the one we're going to just kind of slander today with this FTP. Because he has a few other ones that are out. Like, we here feel that there's an intense need to completely block his offensive and dehumanizing published work. Basically, this man, he went in to say he has, like, this guideline book. And he's kind of, like, basically bullet pointing us as species. Like, we're not even human beings.
Como animales.
Here. Como animales, sí. And it's a manual describing differences in Latina women, like from there's a Mexican chapter, Ecuadorian.
And we're not playing around. Like, no, this actually exists.
For real, for real. You can actually, if you go on our page, we will be having a link to where you can comment and trying to get this guy out of even being able to sell this shit. It's like if OJ couldn't sell, if I would have did it, or whatever that book, this guy shouldn't been, he's in that same category.
No, it is really bad.
Yeah, Joe Bovino, he has a description, Amazon has a description of his book that reads, "How can you find and identify the right Latina to date, love, or marry when you're in the United States?" And it's including a wide, increasingly and wide, confusing diversity in them. It's a 3-time number one bestseller. This is not made up. In America, girl, in the United States. Yes. And it's a bird guide with beautiful illustrations, apparently.
Where we're laid out as animals, and then he has arrows pointing out to our body parts.
Yeah, he's trying to give cultural, this is a white man giving cultural insights on each page, and what the Chica Spotting is the ultimate companion guidebook for people who are trying to get with Latina women. And they have all these like different charts, and there's a disclaimer in the book that's apparently the worst.
Oh, no.
And it's like, Chica Spotting requires a sense of humor.
No.
So, like,
no.
It's a joke. It's just basically, he's trying to put out being, like, a cranky social justice warrior. And he's offended by colorful talk.
What?
He talks about all this shit. I mean, I'm not lying. This is all on the disclaimer.
So what should we ask our listeners to do with this piece of shit? And what are we gonna do?
They're probably like, are you fucking kidding me? Is this happening? But yeah, it is. What we need to do is go online, check this out. This guy his other book he wrote is called Field Guide to Chicks in the United States. So this is like the aftermath, mm-hmm. his sequel of, yeah. And then he has another published work that says Bitchology, Truth and Lies About Who Men Love and Marry. But he has descriptions in this book there's an illustration on like five different Latinas, and it says parts of the chica, and it goes into like describing their brain and their cuerpo.
Their brain?
Yes.
I can't. All right, so.
This girl, I'm looking at, optional enhancements. Going in from the butt to, the hair, the legs, the nose, the face, the lips, and the breast.
This is a complete objectification of Latinas and demeaning, disrespectful. And the fact that it exists and it is getting published has to say something about this country.
Oh, for sure, girl. He even goes in to say that he apologized for not including all ethnicities or species, as he calls it. He says, due to the sheer number and diversity of Latinas in the country, it does not include profiles on some species with small representation, like Panamanian American.
Do you remember the books that were made about, like, this is back in the day, on race, about how, like, the brains of Black folks or, like, women or other people of color were, like, smaller, and then the brains of white people were... This is that right now.
Yeah, he's trying to say that he loves Latinas and that he's an expert on all things about Latina dating. So, gross, disgusting. We'll check us out on Facebook, on our Facebook page. We'll be posting up how you can go and comment. We need to get this shit off the stands. We need to get this off the market. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Yes. So our FTP of the week goes to you, Joe Bovino, on your chica spotting.
Fuck you.
Fuck that.
What?
What
are the words?
Those are my chocolate.
Ser tu gran amiga, incluso tu compañera de vida. Yo puedo ser tu gran aliada, la que aconseja y la que apaña. Yo puedo ser cualquiera de todas, depende de cómo tú me apodas. Pero no voy a ser la que obedece, porque mi cuerpo me pertenece. Yo decido de mi tiempo, cómo quiero y dónde quiero. Independiente yo nací, independiente decidí. Yo no camino detrás de ti, yo camino de la para ti.
Tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a gritar. Tú no me vas a someter, tú no me vas a golpear. Tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar. Tú no me vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar. No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente. Romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda, que das vida. Emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
Protagonista de nuestra historia y la que agita la gente, la comunidad, la que despierta la vecindad, la que organiza la economía de su casa, de su familia.
are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedias.
And now we are into nuestro ADM, Ay Dios Mio, of the semana.
He's known as El Chapo, or Shorty, and he is, without a doubt, the most feared and the most dangerous drug lord in all of Mexico. Police turned up four more bodies, charred in the trunk of a burned-out car.
That goes to the scandal, and quite frankly, like, real-life telenovela. I was in Mexico when this story broke.
You got there, and I kept telling him, like, yo, you were in Mexico, and I was in Hollywood, and I'm like, damn, girl, we just put ourselves in the mess. I had to deal with Sean Penn, and you had to deal with El Chapo.
El Gate del Castillo. So we're talking about the interview that Sean Penn had with Kate del Castillo with El Chapo when he was, like, supposedly hiding from the authorities.
No, we all know he was on the run. We've highlighted that several times on the episode. We even played the games track El Chapo, like, one of our songs.
When he was
on
the run, they interviewed him and then published an article in Rolling Stones.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's what happened.
He was caught on January 9th, again. And
his third escape.
I don't know. Basically, I feel like this could be the chisme as well, because he definitely he had a crush on Kate del Castillo, like super fanatico of Kate del Castillo from back in the telenovelas days. So it is the telenovela. Yeah. And his son happened to get a hold of Kate del Castillo. So she ends up getting contacted by El Chapo's son. And I think Kate del Castillo probably had something going on with Sean Penn. He's known to be a Hollywood gigolo. I mean, he is the ex-husband of Madonna. He is known, you know. J-Lo says that was her favorite on-screen kiss and U-turn and love scene with him, because he's just, sexy in a weird, strange way, I guess. I don't know. But shout out to Sean Penn. Okay, hold it down, G. I think you're a phenomenal actor, but I don't know, man. You can't be kicking it with, like, the hottest drug pin. I don't care if he's giving you whatever he's giving you.
Also, what a joke.
It was insane. And for him to say that he didn't know, like, fam, you knew. What? You knew. Like,
yes.
You totally knew. And I feel like Kate del... I don't know, girl. This is just my chisme on the side. As a Latina woman, I feel like Sean Penn might have not hit her up, might have stood her up on a date, might have had some other girl he took out on a date or hung out. She didn't like that, so she played that, oh, you want to play with me? And she did a whole Mexicana chingona role and got him down with El Chapo.
Whoa.
I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. So, hey, is what it is. Can't just be kicking it with, like, the highest, you know, the Pablo Escobar of our generation.
Yeah.
And you're a Hollywood star. Not going to happen, man. I mean, you might as well just go kick it with Suge Knight's people. You know what I'm saying? If that's how you're trying to be.
I think it also just shows how El Chapo did not escape. It's just a way of... This is the other thing. I was in Mexico when this happened.
Yeah.
It's like a form of distraction.
Yeah.
Against, like, all these things that are actually... like, El Chapo's just one person.
He's a TMZ.
You know what I mean? Mexico. He's just... You distract, and then you pass these crazy-ass reforms in Mexico that are impacting millions of people, and you steal people's water. Like, that's what keeps happening.
And you think about, like, how much money... Is it because El Chapo's not paying the U.S. government?
Exactly.
There you go.
That's the type of question
I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is that I don't know, but...
This is the ADM. That's what I do know, and you know, and we know, right?
Ay, Dios mío. We have another ADM, too, that we want to highlight, because this was crazy. It's a link came in from the Godcast, from Muja.
Uh-huh.
But a woman pulls a real-life telenovela ending and shows up at her own funeral.
What?
Yeah, girl. So this guy, her husband, Noela Rocundo, she was kidnapped, blindfolded, and tied up by assassins hired by her husband, his name is Balenga Kalala. And they called Balenga on speaker so Noela could hear him say the words, "Kill her." Of course, being the gentleman murderers that they are, they took the money and only pretended to kill her. A guy's got to have his code, right? So I don't know. Yeah. It is what it is. But 5 days later, after being let go by the hitman on the side of the road, Noela showed up at her own funeral. As the mourners were almost gone, she popped out like a jack-in-the-box and said, "Surprise, I'm still alive." Can you imagine all the abuelitas that fainted at this point? You know? So at the very, it ain't okay. So everybody's just looking around like, damn, what the heck? And Belenga is stunned, walked up, touched her shoulder, and was like just trembling like it was a ghost. Mm-hmm. And he's apologizing. She called the police, which can, you know, imagine it sounding all like locura. And then after a court order and a wiretap to hear his full confession, police put him away, and he's probably gone for a very long, long, long time. So qué jodienda. So when someone says, I don't even want you to show up, I don't want you to show up at my own funeral. Well, there you go.
It happened.
It happened. So shout out to the, I guess, the gentleman murderers.
Like, to this mujer who's alive and, like, told her story.
Real talk. Real talk. With that motion, we're going to go into our next song here at Latina Theory, because we're just cracking up too much, too much. Here you go with our latest from Natalie Fernandez with El Día Que Me Quieras. Don't be trying to find a guy who's trying to kill you, ladies. No, 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 no. Agua por chocolate, por favor.
You are now tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Adriana Hedges.
Acaricia mi ensueño, el suave murmullo de tu suspirar. Como ríe la vida. Si tus ojos negros me quieren mirar. Y si es mío el amparo de tu risa leve, que es como un cantar, y aquieta mi herida, todo, todo se olvida. Me quieras, las rosas que engalanan se desfilan de fiesta con su mejor color, y al viento las campanas dirán que ya eres mío, y locas las fontanas se contarán su amor. La noche que me quieras, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa. Que me quieras desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso volará nido en tu pelo, luciérnaga curiosa.
entertainment news. Maria Isa, why don't you tell me a little bit about what we have on stack today?
Oh my gosh, entertainment news. Mark Anthony, shout out to you. You know, you gotta love the little gusanito jíbaro.
I can't believe you just said that.
Because he is, he's like a cute, he, to me, like everyone's like, he's so flaco, you know? And I'm like, he can sing his butt off. I'm a Mark Anthony fan.
He's an incredible singer.
He's an incredible singer, incredible actor, just well-rounded entertainer and a good guy.
He's a salsa legend. It's all right, just, so tell me, yes. What did he do? He had a concert?
He had a sold-out concert, another one, at Madison Square Garden in his native New York, because he's New Yorican. And he talked about the pride of being Latino from here. And how many flags he had in this sold-out crowd from Guatemala, Mexico, Colombia, Puerto Rico, everywhere, Venezuela. And he's like, yo, we're all here, we're all in the same boat.
We're all Latinos.
We're all Latinos. We got to take care of each other. And he basically just was like, I want to hear all of us in this place, all united. And we want Donald Trump all the way from his house to hear this on three. Wake that motherfucker up, mi gente. And then he went straight into the Hector Lavoe song, Mi Gente, that he covered, which
beautiful.
Was just, shout out to Mark for always just being an entertainer and a voice at the same time.
Okay, bueno.
And then going into some entertainment news, check out the new show. I was just peeping it out. I can't wait for the next episode coming out this week. Is The People versus O.J. Simpson, starring Cuba Gooding Jr.
I have not even seen that.
I mean, I remember being a little girl and, like, following the case. And it was the juice, you know. He's football, black guy, blah, blah, blah. And is Hollywood trying to bring him down? Is the industry trying to bring him down? Or did he actually kill, you know, his wife?
Exactly.
We don't know. So, and Johnny Cochran, the legendary Johnny Cochran. Mm-hmm. So we get to hear this story. And Johnny Cochran's played by his son, Johnny Cochran Jr. Who, and so you get the whole legal side and then the entertainment side and all that. So it's a bunch of locura, but I'm a sucker for law and entertainment film. So I don't know if OJ did it. But by the way, looking at FX, Cuba Gooding Jr., it looked like he did it so far. But I don't know if OJ did it. If the glove didn't fit, you must have clipped. But on the other hand, I don't know, Cuba, man, you're acting your butt off, papi. So shout out to Cuba Gooding Jr., too. I can't wait to tune into the next one. And this is J Balvin, number one on the Billboard charts. He's got a few of them, him and Nicki Jam. They've been killing it.
All right, shout out.
J Balvin with Tranquila.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. The best. Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas, trrra, trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, dale, que tú no haces fila, trrra, trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina, relax, no fui mal compás, vamos a hacerlo como si fuera gan, ya sabes que tengo la clave, escápate conmigo solita en la nave. Vámonos manual o en el automático. J, tú repite, tú sabes que soy matemático. Practico contigo todo lo que tú quieras, pa' que la pasemos toda la noche entera. Y veo tu cuerpo, wow, 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 wow. Tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas. Trrra, trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, dale, que tú no haces fila. Trrra, trrra, tranquila, dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina. Impresionante, demasiado elegante, vamos a hacerlo más, que brille como un diamante. Tú estás bien nice, vamos a hacerlo twice. Y una vez sabe inteligente, más no más. La forma que me mire, su vestido bien nice. Hace sentirme frío como si fuerais. Pero se me pega bailando mensaje. Tiene un doctorado a lo Tony Dice. Veo tu cuerpo, wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas. Ey, ven acá, no perdas el tiempo, aprovecha el momento y tranquila, déjate llevar, échate pa' acá, dale, vamos ya, que llegaron los kilas.
tranquila. Dale, baby, dale, que tú no haces fila. Tranquila, dale, baby, que tú eres la que más domina. Modo, 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 modo. Sai en la casa, San Andrés, Mr. Phone Music, DJ Map, Gotex, Miguel Man. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchacha. Ok, Infinity Music, Mosty, The Business, La Familia, yeah. The Business.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedias.
We have our hashtag Doctor Curandera, our health curandera remedies. And we're actually going to focus on nuestras mujeres specifically. Maria, do you want to kick us off?
Yes, we have 10 reasons Latinas should care about our reproductive rights. And this is important because this is a big, big forum that we need to discuss with women in general and our men to support us on these issues. Specifically, 10 reasons Latinas should care about reproductive rights. Number one, abstinence-only education negatively affects Latinas.
You say that again.
Abstinence-only education negatively affects Latinas.
I would argue all mujeres.
Research shows that abstinence-only education deters teens from using contraception, increasing their risk of STIs and unintended pregnancies. This directly impacts Latinas, as abstinence-only strategies are overwhelmingly taught in states with large Latino populations, such as Texas and Arizona.
Yeah, very conservative states.
Number two.
STI rates are higher among Latinas than non-Latina white women. Latinas as a whole become infected with STIs like gonorrhea and chlamydia at a higher rate than non-white Latinos, which I'm assuming it just means white women. Mm-hmm. And Latinas contract HIV at 4 times the rate of white non-Latina women. Mm-hmm. Just to highlight, we're not trying to demonize our Latinas that get STIs. That's cool. Mm-hmm. What we're saying is we need protection. We need education that's not just abstinence.
We need to know how to take care of those situations that's as well. Important. Number three, more than half of pregnancies among Latinas are unintended. Latinas are twice as likely to experience an unintended pregnancy than non-Latina white women. The majority of those pregnancies lead to unplanned births, Mujer, and 4 in 10 of these pregnancies end with an abortion.
Which is one of the most hardest decisions a Mujer has to make.
Correct.
Number four, Latinas face barriers accessing contraception, which I would argue is directly connected with points 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. So more than 35% of Latinas are uninsured, making access to contraception difficult, with copays often too expensive for disproportionately poor group, contraception becomes less affordable and less accessible for nuestras mujeres.
Mm-hmm. Número cinco, number five, Latinas are less likely to obtain prenatal care early in their pregnancies. Prenatal care helps ensure healthy moms as well as the bebés. Children of mothers who do not get prenatal care are 5 times more likely to experience complications and, in many cases, death. But more than 20% of Latinas do not begin prenatal care in their first trimester. And undocumented immigrants who only qualify for emergency Medicaid that doesn't cover prenatal care often go without this critical service.
Número seis, Puerto Ricans have one of the highest infant mortality rates in the United States. In 2010, the Latino infant mortality was 5.25 per 1,000 births, compared to 5.18 for the non-Latina white woman. This statistic, however, increases drastically for nuestras boricuas. The most recent date from 2009 shows that Puerto Rican infant mortality rate is 40% higher than that of non-Latino whites, and their bebés are twice as likely to die from low birth weight.
Yes, Mujer, and that is a true fact. Seven, Latinas face barriers to abortion access. Mm-hmm. Around 4 in 10 Latinas identify as pro-choice, but accessing reproductive care, including abortion, is difficult for many. Some Latinas not only face cultural and linguistic hurdles that make finding a provider difficult, but they are less likely to have insurance that cover the cost of abortion. Furthering inhibiting abortion access, 97% of rural counties, where a large portion of the Latino population lives, do not have abortion providers, mm-hmm. forcing Latinas in need of an abortion to spend money traveling long distance or even putting themselves in danger as other sources that they can find privately. And that's not what we want to encourage.
No. Number eight, Latinas have the highest teen pregnancy rates in the U.S., Latina youth give birth at more than twice the rate of non-Latina white adolescents. Latina teens are at a higher risk of unintended pregnancies because they have significantly lower use of contraceptive, significantly lower rates of contraceptive use. Since they are most likely to live in areas with poor access, again, they are most likely to live with areas with poor access to family planning services and schools that take an absence-only approach to sex education.
Número 9. Latinas are more vulnerable to cervical and breast cancer. Latinas have the highest rate of cervical cancer among all women in the United States and are 20% more likely to die from breast cancer than non-Latina white women.
All right, and our number 10, in terms of our hashtag Dr. Curandera, is important. Forced sterilization has been used to attack Latinas' reproductive freedom. California prisons have illegally sterilized female inmates from 2005 to 2016, predominantly women of color. The history of sterilization among Latinas in this country is complicated at best and eugenic at worst.
Truth story. We can date it all the way back even into the testing in the 70s in the island of Puerto Rico and the age gap.
Exactly.
So that is our Dr. Curandera. Like we said, hit us up at Latina Theory on Twitter, hashtag Dr. Curandera, and feel free to email us at latinatheory@gmail.com in regards to our Dr. Curandera topic this week, which once again is 10 reasons Latinas should care about reproductive rights.
And we got it from the Latina Lifestyle magazine online.
We want you to contact us on Latina Theory. Email us, latinatheory@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @LatinaTheory. Like us on Facebook. Share us on SoundCloud. Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. Well, we're going to wrap up our 11th episode, Mujer.
Hey, we did it!
Our first one of our 2016. The highlights that are happening. We've got a party coming down. It's Todo Es Amor. I've been given access to throw a big party at the Mixed Blood Theater. And they said, here's the firehouse at the Mixed Blood Theater. What do you want to do with it, Maria? And I'm like, I want to have a celebration of Latino arts and Latinidad in general to promote our DJ Latinidad play that drops March 4th. But on February 19th, show up. There's a $5 donation that goes towards more Latino arts at Mixed Blood Theater. And we're going to have great music provided by Radio Pocho. Me and the Ariana obviously have a phenomenal playlist. If you like what you hear here, exactly. Bring more. We've got Don Cuco and Curandero. It's going to be a live jam session of just really cool artists, live art. Bring down what you want to do. Everyone's invited to create, whether it's through choreography, music, whether it's through visual arts. Going to be some really cool images showcasing our Latino history here, not only Minnesota, but internationally.
Beautifully.
Also, interventions.
A ver. So we have intervention. It's going to be our first, like, big collaboration with Electric Machete Studios. Maria Isa, myself, and three other incredible Latina feminist artists are gonna, you know, lock ourselves in the Electric Machete Gallery and create some art. And then that art is gonna be in an exhibition called Interventions. It's gonna be up on the 12th, February 12th, all throughout until March 19th.
Arcángel is coming to Minneapolis as our last highlight for episode. He's coming to Nuevo Rodeo. We'll be locked up in Electric Machete Studios for the interventions that Ariana just explained.
Yes, we will.
But if you aren't, go support him because he's bringing a little bit of amor to heat up the Twin Cities at El Nuevo Rodeo.
And we need it. It's February and it's cold.
Definitely need it. So on that note, we're going to end it. Thanks for tuning in.
Mil gracias.
Hit us up. Tweet at us. @LatinaTheory. Hashtag sinvergüenzas. And here goes Arcángel. So, era.
Te acabas de comunicar el teléfono de Luis. En estos momentos no me encuentro, ando de viaje. Así que, por favor, le dejaré un mensaje.
Te voy a decir una cosa. Dile a los amigos tuyos que dejen de estar seteándome, que tú y yo no somos nada, porque yo estoy soltero, ¿ok?
Okay. Al parecer estar soltera para ella es normal. Ya no quiere nada en serio, no se quiere amarrar. Que no la malinterprete, no es que se vea mal. Viene y me dice que ella no quiere amarrarse.
que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abrazados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles. Ella no quiere amarrarse, que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abrazados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles.
Ella no quiere amarrarse, solo alguien para divertirse. Quiere pasarla bien, se cansó de deprimirse. Alguien que la haga lejos, quiere irse. Que la motive bien y la ayude a desvestirse. Es que yo me transformo, se lo pongo en la boca de adorno y se lo hago como actor de porno. Dame un poquito, que con un poquito yo me conformo. Y te pongo eso allá abajo calientito como un horno. Y yo soy ese tipo que la vuelve loca, que le besa la boca, el cuello también la... Toda la noche le doy duro como roca. Me excito lentamente cuando suave ya me toca. Y yo soy ese tipo que la vuelve loca, que le besa la boca, el cuello también la... Toda la noche le doy duro como roca. Me excito lentamente cuando suave ya me toca.
Ya no quiere amarrarse, que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abogados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles. Ella no quiere amarrarse, que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abogados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles.
Que le besa la boca, el cuello también la... Toda la noche le doy duro como roca. Me excito lentamente cuando suave ya me toca. Y yo soy ese tipo que la vuelve loca, que le besa la boca, el cuello también la... Toda la noche le doy duro como roca. Me excito lentamente cuando suave ya me toca.
Ella no quiere amarrarse, que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abogados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles. Ella no quiere amarrarse, que solo buscaba con quien pasar un buen rato. Abogados por las pasiones, perdidos en un viaje, olvidando por completo al otro día los detalles.
Baby, I love you. Ah, yo sé que tú no quieres nada serio. By the way, yo tampoco. Esto es Farruko, Ñengo, Flow y Papi Ark. Legend. Nosotros somos los favoritos.
DJ Luyan.
The Real Deep Life, baby. Noise. El nuevo sonido. Low Factory.
La factoría del flow y del dinero.
El DJ más famoso del reggaetón.
The Latina Theory with María Isa and Ariana Hedis.